ever, besides that, were you ever staying close enough to where you could just drive back and forth?
Yeah, before then I had transferred, well, they called me the Swain Boy of the Railroad. I got where I'd if one department had an opening, I'd transfer where I could get up here in East Texas, you know. Mm-hmm. And anywhere within 30 or 40 miles driving distance, if I found out they had an opening in one gang, I'd quit the department that I was in and go and transfer in another department.
Mm-hmm.
Come to East Texas. Right.
Where else were you working?
Did
you were close enough to?
Garrison.
Mm-hmm.
I drove back and forth to Garrison.
How long were you working there?
4 or 5 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then I drove to Corrigan, back and forth down to Corrigan.
How long were you there?
2 months. And I drove to Livingston one time, 75 miles. I drive back and forth 75 miles. And I was stationed there about 3 or 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
After the kids got to school, she couldn't stay with me, so we home, come back from here, and I kept trying to stay close to home as I could.
Mm-hmm.
And I got where I couldn't stay at all, and I just quit.
How many years in all would you estimate that you actually lived away from here? There were 5 years in Houston.
Well, I never did consider myself being away from here. But I know everything going on, I think. I'd come up sometime during the week.
Uh-huh. Well, how many years that were?
Well, I was 13 years, I guess I was considered gone from here, you know, except just on weekends or vacation or the 3 months I was laid off one time.
Mm-hmm.
And then, in the time that I was here driving back and forth while I worked on, which was about 2 years, I imagine 2.5, 3 years, I guess.
So you think you were away about 10 years or so?
About 10 years.
And were your wife's parents born here?
They were born in Melrose.
Uh-huh. Both of them?
Both of them.
What's the farthest away that you ever were working from here? What are some of the...
White City, Arkansas.
Uh-huh. How far away from here is that?
About 400 something miles.
How long were you there?
10 days. I made a derailment for the railroad.
Mm-hmm.
And we worked 20 hours a day and sleep 4.
Mm-hmm. You just stayed up there 10 days?
Didn't see much, just the water and the mud and the 100-something boxcars that had went in the river.
Uh-huh. Usually, how far away from home were you staying?
Well, it was 300 miles, San Antonio, Houston, Galveston,
mm-hmm.
Texas.
So it'd take you a full day to drive back?
Well, sometimes you couldn't. We was living there in them times.
Mm-hmm.
Or I was staying in the bunk car.
Mm-hmm.